is Libby Shire, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Libby's very affecting reading reminded me somewhat of my own father, who is still very much with us, which means I don't have to exhibit a great deal of respect. He spent his time in Lethbridge. He was an amateur poisic. A poisic is somebody who makes rabbinical decisions. Unfortunately, living in Lethbridge with smicha, with rabbinic ordination, well, you know, this and a quarter will buy you a membership in the Social Credit Party. It's not a big thing. But my father, he spent his life looking for the big question, the question that he could answer that nobody else would answer. You know, the problem is, of course, living out there, all the good questions, they get taken by these guys in New York. He finally came up with one, and somebody actually asked him, which is, as I'm sure everybody knows, Orthodox Jewish men at all times, and non-Orthodox Jewish men, when they go into a synagogue or when they have to perform some ritual action, cover their heads. The question was, well, is a toupee a sufficient head covering? Well, this was, yeah, my father, this was grist for his mill. He locked himself up in the back of the furniture store, which is how he made his living. I mean, nobody sat down in Lethbridge for about 4 weeks because they couldn't buy a chair. And he's back there, and he's looking in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara, and in the Shulchan Aruch, and in all the poskim, the earlier authorities and the later authorities, and he finally arrives at his psakdin, at his rabbinical decision, that the Jewish male head is very much similar to the notion of justice. That is, just as justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done, so the Jewish male head must not only be covered, it must be seen to be covered. Now, insofar as this relates to a toupee, those of you who are thinking ahead, the answer is, the worse the rug, the more kosher it is. Which I think explains a great deal of what flies around on windy days on Bathurst Street. The real question, of course, was, from what distance is it that you have to be able to tell that it's a toupee? And this one he's still working on. There is some discrepancy between what you see in Gulus, outside of Israel, and the distance in Israel, where, as we all know, the air is clearer. And my father, he's still got his tape measure and he's working.